And now we welcome to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the 2008 Olympic Women's Balance Beam Gold Medalist, the individual all-around silver medalist, and countless other world championships, Sean Johnson. Now, Sean, before we get into why we're talking with you today, I have to ask, living in Des Moines, Iowa, with the name Sean, spelled S-H-A-W-N, is mostly, of course, mostly associated with being a boy's name. How difficult was that for you growing up?
It's funny that you bring that up. It was definitely difficult at first. I remember I always used to ask my mom if I could change my name when I was little. I was like, can I change my name, Mommy? But I've learned to grow into it and love it. And it's unique and it fits my personality and fits me. And I don't know. I love it.
Where did that name come from? Is it a family name?
I don't really know where the name came from. I don't know. I've kind of asked before and they said they loved it. I was either going to be Lily at one point and then they just went with Sean. So it was kind of completely different, but they definitely said I was going to be Sean. I was going to be Sean either way. If I was a boy, I was going to be S-E-A-N. If I was going to be a girl, I was S-H-A-W-N. So either way, I was going to be Sean.
Well, having looked back at your bio, you started training for the Olympics at 3 years old. Was this something your parents pushed you into and it just became part of your life?
No, my parents never pushed me into it. I was a three-year-old with way too much energy, so my parents were just desperate to find something, you know, that would take the energy away, and they put me in gymnastics, and I loved it, and they never pressured me into staying into it, or staying in it. I loved it that much.
I also read, I guess you've announced that you're trying to return to join the U.S. Olympic team for the 2012 Games in London?
I am. I've been back in the sport for about 4 months now, training really hard, giving it everything I have, basically, to make a comeback and try for a spot on that 2012 team, so it'll be difficult, and there's a slim chance that it'll play out, but I'm going to try really hard.
Gymnastics competitors are very young at the Olympics. At that time, you'll be 22 for London. Is that considered not over the hill? You know, like, but you'll be looked at as a veteran, right?
Oh, yes. Especially being an all-around athlete, most girls, you know, will retire at the age of 16. So being as I'll be 20 or 21 at the Olympics, I am going to be a serious veteran. And if I can pull it off, that'll be huge.
Let's get into the project you have going on now. What are you working on with Nintendo?
It's actually, we're headed to Redondo Beach, and it's the Wii Games Summer 2010 Championships this weekend. So it goes on all weekend, and I'm kind of the ambassador. I'm here to be a cheerleader, cheer them on, and have fun in the game.
As an ambassador, what have been your responsibilities so far?
Well, as the ambassador, I was at the kickoff of this whole Wii Games Summer 2010, and it's gone on all summer. It's been, you know, fun competitions in 24 different areas around the country, and, you know, I'm kind of their big cheerleader. I'm trying to get people involved in it, and I'm here at the championship for the end of it to congratulate all the winners.
Obviously, if you're going to be working with Nintendo, you have to be a big fan of the Nintendo world. What are some of your favorite games? Are you a Wii or a DS girl?
I love Wii Fit Plus. I love the hula hoop and all of those games. And I have the original Wii system, so I'm a big boxer. I love the boxing.
Could you explain a little bit about the Wii hula hoop? It's the virtual one on the Wii Fit?
Yeah, it's the hula hoop. You stand on the Wii Fit Plus board, and you kind of twirl your hips and stuff, and then you have to catch, like, virtual hula hoops that go to the right or left, and it's interesting. It's funny to watch people do, but it's a lot of fun.
So explain a little more about this competition that is going on, and what is the big prize that they're going for?
Well, the players are eligible to win a cruise or home entertainment systems and games, so the prizes are awesome. But people are just encouraged to come out. It's a free event. They can come out, play Wii games, and bring their family and friends, kind of have a good time. It's just a way to get people's minds off of the everyday routine and just enjoy the day.
When this competition is completed, do you plan to maintain your relationship with Nintendo as you head into the 2012 Olympic Games?
I hope so. You know, it's awesome to be partnered with Nintendo and Wii. They're a great family to be, you know, incorporated with, and just seeing as everything that they're doing with the games and the Wii Fit, it's awesome, and I'm glad I can be a part of their company.
That sounds pretty cool, and frankly, I'm a bit hurt that Nintendo didn't ask us to come and participate in this event.
Well, you should. It's still open.
Well, we couldn't have come out there. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on, and we wouldn't be doing this interview with you.
Yeah, true.
Well, Sean Johnson, thank you so much for coming on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We look forward to more great things coming from Nintendo and to you as well in the 2012 Olympic Games in London.
Thank you.
Sean Johnson out in L.A. for the Big Nintendo 2010 Wii Games event. And we should take a break. We'll be back with more Big Kev's Geek Stuff on the Virus. Sirius 197 XM 202.
More nerd bait in moments. Geek Stuff. As Big Kev's Geek Stuff continues on the Virus.